So as my husband's walking up and down the street, it was like he came face to face with where his addiction could take him. Because oftentimes when people are addicted to something, they minimize it, they pretend it's, they tell themselves it's not a big deal, I don't really have that problem kind of thing, you know. But when he was there and he saw, this is bad, this is terrible, and he came face to face with where he could end up, it was like the Holy Spirit just tapped him on the shoulder and said, is this what you want? And I look at that as his crossroads moment, you know, where he said, no, God, I don't want this. And he chose to hate it more than he loved it. Because when you're addicted to something, there is something in you that loves it. But he decided that day, I hate this. I don't want to be like that. And I see that as the beginning of his freedom, that decision. And when we got home from that trip, we went back on the road with my parents again, and we're ministering again. And there was one service where we had like a prayer time, and my husband went down to pray for someone, and this man said, oh, pray for my wife. She's just so discouraged. And my husband's thinking, why would God ask me to pray for someone else who's so discouraged when I can't get out of this pit myself, you know? But something happened that day. Like, God set her free from discouragement, and something broke in the heavens inside of him, you know? He was just so full of joy and excitement. He just knew that God had done something. And even though the journey was still years before he was completely free, I look at that as God just giving him a little taste, just a little taste of what freedom's going to feel like, so he wouldn't give up along the way. But what was my part in all of that? Well, as he owned his sin and sought freedom for himself, it was my job to walk beside him and to support him in it. Because anyone who's addicted to anything needs to know that they're not alone, that there's someone walking beside them, because they get so discouraged, they get suicidal. I know my husband was, I didn't know it at the time, but he says now that he had suicidal thoughts. And it's just, they're so bogged down with condemnation. There would be times when we would want to pray about something, you know, just whatever's happened to be going on in the family at the time. And he would say, oh, you better pray about that, honey, because God doesn't listen to me. And I was thinking he was joking or just being silly. And I'm thinking, what on earth? Like, why would you say that? But now I realize he did believe it. He believed because he was in this sin that there's no way God was going to listen to him. And that's a lot of times the way they feel, just so so condemned. And so I want to read to you Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2.